Okay, so we're going to pick up with a little bit reviewing what we left off with last week. On Dalet Amud Beis, there's a Brice four lines on the top of the Amud. We're going to begin over there, Kedesanya. Chachamim asu siyag l'divrehem. The Chachamim made a siyag for their words. Kedei shelo yehei adam b'min asada ba'erev. They didn't want a person coming home from work, coming from the field in the evening, but Imran saying, Eilich l'beis. Dalet Amud Beis.
Oh, Dalet.
Dalet Omid Beis on the top?
Four lines from the top. By now it's six or seven. Eilich Lebesi. It's being covered ground so fast here. Eilich Lebesi. I'll go into my house. Va'oichil Kim, I'll eat a little bit. Va'eshta Kim, I'll drink a little bit. Va'ishan Kim, I'll sleep a little bit. If a person says that, and the Achakach Ekra Krishma Vespal, and then I'll say Krishma, I'll daven Marav. What's going to happen? Maybe the sleep will grab him. And he's going to end up sleeping the whole night long. So, Aval, rather, what do they say? A person should come home at night and don't even go home. Go straight to shul. If he knows how to learn Chumash, he should learn Chumash. If he knows how to learn Mishnah, he should learn Mishnah. Till it comes time to daven. And then the Kairi Kriyashma. And then he should go home. And eat his meal, umavarech, and make a bracha on it. And then the brisa concludes, v'chala oivra al divrei chachamim chayav misa. And anyone who violates the divrei chachamim is chayav misa. Now, let's pause over here. Okay, that's the whole brisa. This brisa, we actually referred to it back on Daf Beis when we learned in the Mishnah. There was a very big Rabbeinu Yoina that we learned then. We spent the whole shiur talking about a chiddush of Rabbeinu Yoina, which really started with this brisa. Because Rabbeinu Yoina said that I see in this brisa that you're not allowed to push off saying Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema, right, we learned in the Mishnah of Amos, Karin Shema, Ba'arvis, Bishashak, Haram, Chosm, Lachol, B'chumasan, there's a Zman that begins the Zman Kriya Shema. And this verse is telling us that you're not allowed to say, I'll do it later, I'll do it later. Say it's a Kachavim, that's when you read Kriya Shema. Rabbeinu Yoina said that it's not from Say it's a Kachavim and on, you have those, let's say, 5 hours to say Kriya Shema. The Zman is Seis HaKavim. That's when you're supposed to say it. And you're not supposed to say, I'll push it off a little. That's the whole gist of the Braisa. Based on that, Rabbeinu Yoina said a Chiddush. If this Braisa is teaching us that really you have to say it at Seis HaKavim. So to push it off, let's say, till 9 o'clock at night, that's already violating the Lechatchila. So when the Chachamim say in the Mishnah that the Zman is Chatzais, what do they mean by that Zman? That's not the Zman Lechatchila, because Lechatchila is immediately at Seis HaKavim. So what do they mean by that Zman? They must mean B'diyeved. Because there's only two choices, either Lechatchila or B'diyeved. So that was the basis for Rabbeinu Yoina's big Chiddush that we talked about at length, that Chatzos is a Zman, even B'diyeved, even though it's Drabbonon, it's not D'oraisa, but still after that time you can't be Yotzei, even B'diyeved, and that's what he described as Yesh Kleich B'Yachachamun Laker Dovim Anateri, the Chachamun were being Oiker, the Mitzvah after Chatzos. That whole chiddush, so we were talking about the ending, that the chum were oiker the mitzvah after chatzais. But it was all based on what he saw in this braisa, that lachatchila, you're not allowed to push it off even a little bit. But the other Rishonim didn't agree. The Rosh, the Rashba, they disagree with this Rabbeinu Yoina. They disagree with the ending, that chatzais is ma'akiv b'diyeved. They say, no, absolutely not. Chatzais is just lachatchila. If you missed before chatzais, you can read after chatzais. So, if Chatzos is only in Lechatchila, so that means that there's no din Lechatchila to read immediately. So they say, yeah, they disagree with Rabbeinu Yoina's beginning. There's no requirement that you read it immediately. If you want to say Kriya Shema at 9 o'clock, at 10 o'clock, say Tzikachavim, unless it was 7 o'clock, and you want to say Kriya Shema at 10 o'clock, there's nothing wrong with that. So what's it saying in this Braisa? So the Rashba and the Rosh say, the Braisa is not saying you're not allowed to push it off a little bit. The Braisa is just saying you're not allowed to eat before you say Kriya Shema. You want to push it off, okay, but you have to fast. The Braisa is very specific. It says, don't say oichel kima, eshta kima, v'ishan kima. Those things are aser. Rabbeinu Yoina took the Braisa as being kind of like conversational. You know, it was just giving an example. When it says a person shouldn't say, I'll eat a little, I'll drink a little. It didn't mean to be emphasizing eating. It's not a din in eating or drinking. It was just a way of saying, don't push it off. Oichel kima, eshta kima, ishan kima. It's just a way of saying, I'll push it off. And the Braisa is teaching us, you're not allowed to push it off. That was Rabbeinu Yoina. But the Rashba and the Rosh say, no, there's no issur of pushing it off. Yeah, from any time until Chatzos, it's fine, like Lechatchila. the Isser in this Braisa is that you're not allowed to eat. That there's an Isser to eat before you say Kriya Shema or Yimaspal Amar. And if you take a look at the Taisa at the top of the Amud, top Taisa, it says Mikan Mashma. Right, the top it begins V'kari Kriya Shema Maspal. That's from the Braisa that we just read. Mikan Mashma. From here it's Mashma. Shemishoshi Giyaz Man Kriya Shema Shalayla. Once it says Kriya Shema Shalayla arrives. She'en Lo Lechel Suda Ad She'ikri Kriya Shema Vispal Arvis. There's an Isser Achila that's Chal when the Zman Kriya Shema arrives. Taisa says that this Braisa is teaching us an Isser Achila. That's like the Rashba and the Rosh's reading of the Braisa, not like Rabbeinu Yoina's reading of the Braisa. So this Rabbeinu Yoina is a little bit of a Das Yachid. Again, now we see where he's coming from, but the preponderance of the Rishonim don't learn the Braisa like that. They don't learn the Braisa that it's saying don't push off your Kriya Shema. It's more specifically don't eat before Kriya Shema. Yeah.
Would it be better for us maybe to wait 15 minutes after Mincha and Maariv so we can say Kriya Shema on time?
Definitely. Definitely.
Because most people go home, you know, and then sometimes we eat before. And that's now it's a problem.
It would be better to wait before Maariv so that the Kriya Shema should be Bizmana. That's why it's better to wait
better
before Bizmana, so that should be at the right time.
If we wait 15 minutes.
Yeah, if we wait, then we would make the Kriya Shema
more than 15 minutes.
We used to do after Maariv.
Yeah.
We used to do that, but COVID came and then we changed the whole system.
I know.
But it made a big difference. Because people sat here and talked, and it was a pickle smile. Really.
No, but somebody gave a shear.
Nobody gave a shear.
No, yeah, as a policy matter, for a different time maybe we'll discuss. As a policy matter, it's debatable what's better for the shul. But as a halachic matter, there's no question that a later amount of Mar will be better. Yeah.
What are we doing with Rabbi Gamliel and his sons?
Yeah.
I mean, the point is, he said, yeah, okay, you came home 2 o'clock, you had to eat, you had a party, you came home, you do say Krishma, say Krishma.
Right.
So, Rabbeinu Yonah says, oh, you're not Yosef with the Yevid.
Right, so that seems to be against Rabbeinu Yonah, right.
He's a Tana, and he's saying it is fine.
Right, yeah, that's a good question. The Rashba brings a riot from that Gemara. From the Gemara in Daf Tet, right, you're saying it's before the Mishnah. When we get to the Gemara in Daf Tet that explains that part of the Mishnah, believe that we're going to revisit this. Okay. But you're right, Rabbi Yonah definitely has a harder time with that part of the Mishnah.
And if you had chasen and it becomes you stop eating and say, okay, we can't eat until we daven. I mean, or is it because there are people there and you're probably going to get
a that's
harder?
Okay. So that's a very good question as well. Let me put that on hold, Belina. I'm going to come back to that in a few minutes. Okay. So this Taisa says that from this Braisa, we're learning an Isra Achila before Kriya Shema. Rabbi Kibegir asked the kasha on Tosfos. From the Braisa, we're learning an Isra Achila before Kriya Shema. Mikan Mashma, Tosfos says, it's not a chiddush that we need to find a makor from a Braisa. It's a Mefurash Mishnah. There's a Mishnah of Masechta Shabbos that says that before the davening, you're not allowed to eat. What's new in this Braisa? So Rabbi Kibegir says that Mishnah, now that Mishnah actually is talking about Mincha. And it says, you're not allowed to have a Suda before you daven Mincha once this man arrives. Rabbi Kivegu says that what I think Tosis is being Mechadesh is that by Maariv, it's more severe. So whereas by Mincha, it's only a full-fledged Suda that's Asar, by Maariv, even a Te'ima, even a little bit is Asar. Like the Lashon of the Braisa, Kima, Oichel Kima, I'll eat a little bit. And Tezis is saying that Mikan Mashma, from here it seems that by Maariv there's an additional Isser that goes beyond the regular Isser of Suda that we have by other Tefillahs. By Maariv there's an Isser even of Te'ima. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Kivegir says that we learn from this Tosfos. Lemaisa, Lahalacha, it's not accepted. The Mishnah Brura is makel on that. He says that anything that's in the category of a te'ima is mutter. What's in the category of te'ima? Well, anything other than pas is mutter. Is considered just tasting. And even pas, if it's less than a kibetza, it's considered just tasting. So, and that's how the Mishnah Berurah paskins. But if there is pas and there's a kibetz of it, then that is asar. The Mishnah Berurah says that's definitely included in the isar. Now that does mean that it's more chomer than tefillas mincha, because by mincha, at least arguably, there's a sugya in Shabbos Daf Tes that discusses whether the Isra and that Mishnah is only for a suda gedayla, like a banquet, or also for a suda katana. And although it's not really clear how we paskin, there's a machalik sishonim, there's a machalik sapaiskim, but let's say people are samech on the position that they only asked for suda gedayla. But over here by Tfilas Arvis, it seems clear that there's no such heter. By Tfilas Arvis, that's what this price is coming to add, L'chayri, even if it's not the full chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that it's adding even a te'ima, but it's coming to say, Yishaloi Oymar Oichel Kima Ve'eshta Kima, this is not Suda Gedayla, this is the regular supper that a person would eat at home. That's why Eilich Lebeisi Ve'eichel Kima clearly means an ordinary supper, and even so, that's Aser. So it does make a real, challenge with the Minhag Olam. The widespread Minhag Olam is not really to be so makbid on this. Many people daven at an early minyan. If you daven at an early minyan, you usually daven an hour before supper, at least in the winter months. The truth is, even the early minyanim in the summer months, people may daven supper before that. Well, okay, but then it's before the Zman arrived. So if you're davening at the early minyan, at the Bizman minyan, they don't really run into this problem. But many people daven at later minyanim. You know, you have over here a 6:30 minyan during the winter. You have in other shuls in the neighborhood at 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 10:30 minyanim. The people that daven at those minyanim are generally eating supper before they daven, and that seems to be connected the halach over here. And again, to say that the isser is only for suda gedayla may be an eitza for mincha, but bepashut it's not an eitza for ma'ariv. And I don't have any good solutions. I just maybe we'll revisit it. I halacha lemaisa, what people are semich on needs more research. But the simple reading of this gemara and the way it's passing on the Mishnah Berurah is that to eat again most suppers, most nights of the week probably are not a problem if you're not having pas for supper. If you're going to have chicken for supper, if you're going to have meatballs for supper, that's all fine. But sometimes people have pas. If you have a hamburger on a bun, that's a suda of pas. So that does seem to be asr to have before Maariv, Kriya Shema. And that's Sarachian on the Minhag Olam, because many people are makel on that. So maybe we'll revisit that another day. But for now, we'll leave it as a Sarachian.
Is this still distinct from Halakas Neris of Hanukkah?
Right, no, you have the same halach over there.
So, but I'm saying, it's not something in tefillah that, or krishma, it's the halach of it, Tazman comes, you don't start meals.
Right, and ironically, people tend to be much more machmir when it's the occasional mitzvahs, like Bedikas Chametz and Ner Chanukah, on those people are machmir. But you have the same halach by Kriyas Shel Arvis, or Tefillas Arvis, and they're people generally are not. V'sarachian.
What about you saying the chasanas? You know, they'll daven mincha after the chasan, and then they'll eat, and then they'll go after then they'll say marav later, right? I don't think that people daven mincha marav together at chasanas, right? I think they split it.
Usually mincha then marav.
And then you have, but you're eating, most people are eating pasta. You're right.
I hear it, right. Yeah, no, it's Tzarachim. Again, maybe we'll come back to it. I'm not saying that there's nothing to be said for it. I'm just saying that right now we're noting the Tzarachim. Okay, let's continue thinking about this. There's a little more of this sugya, because the Braitza ended with a bang. Right. The Braitza, after it said, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink, then it said, misa. So the Gemara, let's pick up from there. The Gemara says, whoa, what's that all about? How come everywhere else the Braisa wants to tell us a halacha? It teaches us the halacha, but it doesn't say, and if you don't do this, you're going to die. And over here, the Braisa adds this emphasis that if you don't follow these instructions, you chayav misa. So the Gemara says two possibilities. Maybe mishum de'ikka oines shina. Over here, the Chama really had to impress upon you the importance, because we're talking about Maariv. That's when it's dark and you're tired, and there's a much greater danger that you're going to fall asleep. So other Gezeiros Derabanan, they weren't as concerned about that. But over here, where it's in the nighttime, they were more concerned. So they added this for emphasis. V'bayisema, another possible teretz, is lafuki mimanda amar tfilas arvis reshus. It's coming lafuki to take out from the opinion that tfilas arvis is voluntary. Kamash malon de chayiva. It's teaching us that no, it's absolutely mandatory. If you don't observe this halacha, you're chayiv misa. So this is a reference to a machlokes later on in the parak, earlier on in the mesech, in the fourth parak. Nafchav Zayin, the Gemara brings a machlokes tanoim whether tefilas arvis is a reshus or tefilas arvis is a chayiva, and the Gemara over there actually ends up paskening that tefilas arvis is a reshus. Just to give a little bit of a synopsis of that discussion. The Rishonim say that even though the Maskanos, the Gemara, the Tfilas Arvis is a Rishus, but it's been accepted already as a Chayva. So nowadays, we don't consider it a Rishus. You could think of it as something that we're bound by a Minig Yisrael, if the Dayris before us accepted it upon ourselves, so it's considered a Chayva. But certainly the original Tfilas Arvis, the way that it was formulated in the Gemara, there was a Machlaikis, and when they paskin, like the Mandamer, that it's a Rishus. So now, this Gemara says that the author of this Braisa didn't hold that it's a reshus. The author of this braisa held that tefilas arvis is a chayva, but he knew that there are people out there that hold tefilas arvis reshus. Now, if you hold tefilas arvis reshus, you won't think it's such a big deal to go eat a dinner before ma'ariv, because who cares? It's just a reshus. So he wanted to tell you that, no, this is a very big deal because tefilas arvis is a chayva. So that's why he added that line, v'chol o'ivra al-dibir chayv chayv misa, to let you know this is serious, not like those that say tefilas arvis is a reshus. So now, there's an interesting question about how this last little piece shakes out la halacha. And I want to show you, so first of all, I'll teach some of you a useful tool, familiarize you with a useful tool that you have on every daf and shas that over here is particularly instructive. You have a look in the top right-hand corner of your page. Is a section called the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah. Now, the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah tells you for all of the items on the page that are brought down by the Poskim, La Halacha, it tells you exactly where to find it. It gives you the address. If you take a look, for example, not at the top piece, but the second one that starts with Yud Beis, and then it says Beis, and then if you read it, says Maimini, that refers to the Rambam, Perek Zayin Sham, meaning the Perek Zayin of Hilchas Tefillah that was referred to in the previous paragraph, Halacha Yechas. So that's one address. He tells you where to find this Halacha in the Rambam. Then it says Smag, that's the name of another Sefer, a Sefer of Halacha in the times of the Rishonim, Essen Yotes. So that's where to find it in the Smag. And finally, and then it says Tur Arachayim Simen Reish Lamed Hey, Tur V'Shulchan Arach, Arachayim Simen Reish Lamed Vav Sif Beis. So that piece that I just read through is typical of a piece in the Emish Ben Er Mitzvah. He tells you where to find the halacha, where to find the halacha that you just read in the Gemara, in four prominent Sifrei halacha. The Rambam, that he calls Maimini, the Smag, it's written by Rav Moshe Mikutzi, one of the Balei HaTosfos, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch. Of those, there's three out of the four are still very prominent and very much of interest to people nowadays, the Rambam, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch. One of them, the Smag, it seems a little bit out of place. Like, people often wonder, what's the Smag doing there in the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah? Once upon a time, that was a very, very prominent Sefer. It was really the first major Sefer of Halacha that was written by the Ashkenazim. So it was the main Sefer of Pesach for B'nai Ashkenaz until the Tur wrote his. And then once the Tur wrote his, and that was much more extensive and it was more of a classic, and then the Smag became less and less popular. But in the 1500s, when the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah was compiled, they were still including the Smag. So now, we were just reading the second paragraph on the page. Now go back to the first paragraph. That's the one on our halacha. If you take a look, let's go back into the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara, five lines from the top of the Amud, where it says, "Kedei shelo yehi adam bamin asada ba'erev." So before the word "kedei," there's a superscript Aleph, right? The Aleph that's above the line. That Aleph refers you to the Ein Mishpat Ner Mitzvah, the first piece where it says Yud Aleph, and then it says Aleph. So the Yud Aleph is confusing. That's a number that we never really use. But that's a running list of all of the halachas that have been mentioned in the perek. It starts from the beginning of the perek And over here we're up to 11, and by the time we get to the end of the parak, you'll see it goes into the 60s, and then the second parak starts and it goes back to Aleph. But after the Yud Aleph in big letters, there's an Aleph in small letters. That's referring to the place on the page. So when you see that superscript Aleph on the words Kadesh Shalaya Hey, you look in the Amish Baner Mitzvah where there's a small Aleph. And now, again, these are tiny letters, but if you'll bear with me for another moment, you'll see it says Maimini Perak Vav Hilchas Tefillah Halacha Zayin. And then it says Tur V'Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Samarei Shalom and Hesef Beis. So this paragraph in the Amish Baner Mitzvah is unlike almost every other paragraph in Shas that always tells you where to find the halacha in the Rambam and the Smag and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. This one leaves out the Smag. It tells you where to find it in the Rambam and in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, but not in the Smag. So now, why is that so interesting? Because the reason why it doesn't tell you where to find it in the Smag is because it's not there. Because the Smag does not bring down this halacha. There's a halacha that we read in the Braisa that a person shouldn't say Oichel Kima Eshte Kima and I'll say Kriya Shema later. Rather, he should say Kriya Shema right away, which teaches us that there's an Isser to eat a Suda before Kriya Shema. The Smag leaves it out. He doesn't bring it down the halacha. Why didn't he bring it down the halacha? The answer is very simple. Because we just read at the end of the Braisa, we just read at the end of the Gemara, that this Braisa was written by the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Chayva. And he added a line at the end to push away, to say, I don't hold like the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. But we do hold like the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus. We pass in Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So that last line in the Gemara seems to take this Braisa and make it not the halacha. We now know that it was written by an author who's outside of the halachic mainstream. We pass in the halacha that Tfilas Arvis Rishus. This braisa was written by the man named Tfilas Arvis Chayva. And for emphasis, he said, I hold Tfilas Arvis Chayva. He shouted it by saying, Kol Oiva Libicham Chayv Misa. That was his way of shouting, I hold Tfilas Arvis Chayva. So the smack said, oh, okay, if you hold Tfilas Arvis Chayva, then I'm not going to bring down your words, the halacha, because we hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So that's why the smag, again, I showed it to you in the Amish Baner Mitzvah to familiarize you with that tool and, you know, to bring out the dig. But Lamaisa, the smag doesn't bring it down. And the Nachas David makes this dig. He says, yeah, he didn't bring it down because from the end of the Gemara, it seems that we shouldn't pass like this, Braisa. So now we're wondering, okay, but we just saw in the Amish Baner Mitzvah that the Rambam does bring it down. The Torah and the Shulchan Aruch do bring it down. And for that matter, we could also go back to the Tosfos that we read. Tosfos says, Mikan Mashma. Tosfos says, I learned a new halacha from this braisa. Mikan Mashma, that it's also to eat a suda before you say Kriya Shma Shel Arvis. Tosfos treats this braisa as being a libid hilchasa, and so does the Rambam, and so does the Torah, and so does the Shulchan Aruch. Wait, why is this? Why are you passing like this braisa? This braisa is going Lamanda Amar Tefilas Arvis Chayva, not Lamanda Amar Tefilas Arvis Rishus. So evidently, all the other Rishonim, besides for the Smag, they felt that even though in the last line of the Gemara it says that the Brice is going to the mind of Tfilas Arvis Chayva, that's just to explain that last line. The last line that says, misa, why did it say that? Because he holds Tfilas Arvis Chayva. But even if he would hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, But the halacha that was said, that it's usur, you're not allowed to eat a suda, that's true even if you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Of course, if you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, you wouldn't add that last line for emphasis of Chayav Misa. That was added to say, because Tfilas Arvis Chayva. We don't hold Chayva, we hold Rishus, so we would just say it like in a softer voice. You're not allowed to eat a suda before Mara. But we all hold of the usur. That seems to be the machlekes, the smag, and the understanding about how to read this Gemara. Tosfos and the Rambam are both on the same side, that they hold that even though the end of the Gemara says that the author of the Braisa really held Tfilas Arvis Chayva, but we should still pass on like the Braisa. It's just the last line that's Shalai Oliva Dehelchasa, but the rest of the Braisa really is Oliva Dehelchasa. So Tosfos and the Rambam were putting on the same side against the smag. But now, if we're ma'ayin a little more carefully, we'll see that actually there's a divide between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam, and again, we're not opening a Rambam. We're just relying on a crutch here. We're just looking at the Amish Baner Mitzvah. But look again in the Amish Baner Mitzvah. Get the Mara Makim. Where is this Rambam? The Rambam brings down this braisa in Hilchos Tfila. Perek Vav Mehilchos Tfila Halacha Zayin. That's what it says. That's where you'll find the Rambam. In the Rambam, there's a Hilchos Kriya Shema and Hilchos Tfila. The Rambam brings us down in Hilchos Tfila, and he even he speaks it out that he says Afal Pisha Amru Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Nevertheless, it's also to start a suda before you daven Ma'ariv. So he's bringing it as a halach in Hilchos Tfila, while the Rambam, I'm sorry, while Tosfos, now this Tosfos over here, this Tosfos at the end mentions both, but in the first line he refers specifically to Kriya Shema. But you could take a look in Tosfos on Daf Beis, Tosfos Beis Amud Beis also brought down this braisa, and over there the discussion was entirely about Kriya Shema. And over there, Taisa said, "Kivin shabaz man kriya shema asal haskel." Okay, over there also he says, "As she spal." But kivin shabaz man kriya shema, Taisa seems to be bringing it down as a halach and hilchas kriya shema. So there's a further divide again. Taisa and the Rambam both bring it down la halacha, not like the smag, but the Rambam brings it down only hilchas tefila. Why did the Rambam bring it down only in Hilchos Tefila? The Braisa mentioned both. The Braisa said that you should, when you come home, you shouldn't say, I'll eat a little and then I'll read Kriya Shema and Davin. Rather, you should immediately read Kriya Shema and Davin and then you should eat your supper. So the Braisa always mentioned both. But the Rambam somehow decided that the Iker of the Braisa was really about Maariv, not about Kriya Shema. And that's probably because, again, that last line where the end of the Gemara brings in the machlokes tefilas arvus chayv tefilas arvus rishus, that machlokes is only about Maariv. There's no machlokes about whether kriyas shel arvus is a chayv or a rishus. So the Rambam apparently saw from that, even though he was disregarding that, meaning he didn't read as much into that last line as the Smag did and just dismissed the whole Gemara, but he saw in that last line that this is really a hilchos tefila dik Gemara. Whereas Tosfos didn't make that diuk, I'd say he would say that diuk, you know, that indicates that we're talking about tefila, that's again just about the chi of misa, the chai of misa part. But the etzem din of the braisa, take it at face value. It mentions kriya shema and tefila. It's true both for kriya shema and for tefila. So Tosfos learns it as halacha in kriya shema and in tefila. But the Rambam, in the Rambam, it's a very strong diuk. The Rambam in Hilchos Kriya Shema does not bring down the halach of this braisa. Only in Hilchos Tefila he does. And that's because, presumably because of this last line, where the Gemara says that this is subject to the machlokes tefilas arvus chayv, tefilas arvus rishus, that indicated to the Rambam this is just a din in Hilchos Tefila. Okay.
What do you mean? And it's not,
Yeah.
It's a chayv now, but it's not the same chayv as Krishma. Krishma is a deraisa.
Krishma is a higher level chayv.
We're off on a tangent here, because we're starting with the Mishnah starts Krishma. When is it about Krishma? It doesn't talk about tefila. It's just this braisa.
Right, this braisa.
This braisa is bringing it in. Because, why? Because when you say Krishma, you say Krishma and tefila. You usually don't say Krishma. You say, it's like Krishma and tefila. But the tefila that is a chayva, is that the chayva that Krishma is a chayva? The Krishma is a daraisa? This is a chayva after the Rabbanan says.
So you're bothered, why would the chacham make a stricter get there?
No. Why? That makes sense. When it comes to chacham, we're always harsher.
Okay. Right.
Than a daraisa. That, you don't have to come out and say, oh, it's a rishus, it's a chayva, I want you. No, you shouldn't say, because the chacham said it. Don't take it.
That could be the reason. But where did the Rambam see this? How did the Rambam know that it's only said about tefillah, not about Kriya Shema? That's because the Gemara was titled on the Machlokes Tefillah Sarvus Chayv Tefillah Sarvus Rishus.
I'm saying that tefillah was a side thing.
Right. In the context of our Shach Levitaya, we were more interested in Kriya Shema. That's true.
And it's Kriya Shema, you have a daraisa, and we don't want you to go to sleep without it, okay? So it's very important you do it before you eat and fall asleep and so on and so forth.
But the Rambam doesn't bring down such a halacha.
I don't know why.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, that's what you're really concerned about. By the same hope, you're concerned also Chacham said do it, so you do it because we want to be shtak on the Chacham too. But it's two different
things. It means that over here there's a greater chumrah on the Drabbanan than on the Drabbanan, which like you yourself said, that's not so surprising to you. Okay.
But I'm just saying, but it was an added on thing.
Right, because in the course of the in the context of our Shach Levitaya, we were coming from
Krishma,
that's true, but our Krishma was not about in Isra Achila. That only came in through this Braisa. This Braisa, the Rambam holds, is really about Hilchos Tefila.
Right, sounds like it's more okay. You say Krishma and Davin. Make sure you say Krishma and Davin. In Krishma, in Davin, say Krishma. And when you only don't say Krishma without it, usually.
That's true. That's true.
So you say Krishma and okay. Davin. But,
that actually, that ties into the next Gemara, that which we put the two of them together. But, yeah, okay. But then notwithstanding, the Rambam only brings it down on Halachas Tefillah. Okay, let's go on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara is really starting a new topic, but it's connected to this Braisa that was just brought. In this Braisa, where it says that a person should, he shouldn't first, Oichel Kima, Eshta Kima, he should first take care of his mitzvahs. And the way that the Braisa described taking care of the mitzvahs, say, go to shul, do a little learning, and then Kari Kriyashma A, and then B, Umispalo. Note the order in the Braisa. It said you should be Kari Kriyashma Umispalo. So the Gemara begins, Amar Mar, Kari Kriyashma Umispalo. For the Braisa first put Kriyashma and then Tefillah. So that means that the order in which we do, again, these are two different mitzvahs, right? There's a mitzvah of Tefillah, there's a mitzvah of Kriyashma. We're accustomed to putting them together. They're really two separate independent mitzvahs. And this Braisa, when it was listing off, you'll do this and then you'll do that, notice that the order in which it listed off the mitzvahs were first Kriyashma and then Tefillah. Misayel al Rabbi Yechanan. So that supports what Rabbi Yechanan taught us. Ta'am Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan taught us with very dramatic language, Eizehu ben Olam Haba. Who could be considered a ben olam haba, who's worthy of the next world? Ze hasoimich geula letfila shel arves. That's somebody who puts his geula, that's the bracha of Gaul Yisrael, the geula from Mitzrayim, right before his tefila, even by Mariv. Meaning, as opposed to, as we'll see in the coming Gemara, by Shachris, everybody knows that. Of course, Smich Hatzgul Tefillah. We say the Baruch of Gaul Yisrael, and then we go into Shemayin Esrei. But what about by Marav? By Marav was more debatable. As the Gemara will bring down in a moment, Rabbi Shuman Levi disagreed. Rabbi Shuman Levi said that we only do it by Shachris, not by Marav. Rabbi Yechanan says even by Marav. This Braisa, which is talking about by Marav, it's talking about somebody coming home from work in the evening, and before he eats supper, what should he do? And it says, do these two mitzvahs. And the order is first Kriyashma. Kriyashma means with the brachas of Kriyashma that ends with Gaul Yisrael. And then Mispalel. So you see for that you go from Gula into Tefillah. So the Indian of Smichas Gula Tefillah, not only with Shachas, but also by Marav. So the Braisa supports Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Now, let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi, the one that starts Zeh HaSoimech. It's about six, seven lines down in the narrow lines. It's a long Rashi. But it's a Geshmak Rashi. Zeh HaSoimech Gula L'Tfila. What were the words of the Gemara again? Zeh HaSoimech Gula L'Tfila Shel Arvis. Right? That you become a Ben Olam Haba if you are Mekayim Smichas Gula L'Tfila, meaning you go from Gaul Yisrael into Shemayin Esrei, even by Marav. And even more so by Shachris. The Iker Gula is Mitzrayim, by Shachris Hava. The main Gula, when did the Yin go out of Mitzrayim? In the morning, Kedichsiv, Mimachas HaPesach Yotzim B'nai Yisrael. So it's most important by Shachris, and it's debatable by Marav, but Rabbi Yechanan said it's good even by Marav, and he said it makes you into a Ben Olam Haba, and this price supports Rabbi Yechanan. Now, Zok Rashi, let's give a little explanation of what's this whole big Indian over here. Smichas Gula L'Tfila Ramza David B'Sefer Tehillim. It's alluded to by David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim. Tiksiv Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali. The end of Perek Yud Tes goes Hashem Tzuri V'Goy Ali. Hashem is my Redeemer. That's Geula, my Savior. V'Samachlei, the very next Perek begins Yancha Hashem B'Yoyim Tzara. That's Tefila, right? Hashem, help me, help me. That's Tefila. So you see that David HaMelech went from Geula to Tefila. So based on that model, we too in our davening, we go from Geula to Tefila. V'Amrinu V'Brachas Yushalmi. And the Rashi says there's also in the Yushalmi, it says it explains this inyan. You know what we could, what's a mashal for somebody who's not semach gula l'tfila? Imagine the king's friend. He comes. He knocks on the king. He has something to ask the king. So he comes and he knocks on the king's door, meaning you know, which is a little bit of a chutzpah, a little bit of a bold thing to do, but he's the king's best friend, so he has the guts, he has the courage, he goes and he knocks on the king's door. Yotza HaMelech, the king goes out to see who's there, and he sees that he went away. He knocked on his door, and then he went away. So Afu Hiflik, so the king also goes away. The king, he got up, he came to the door, he was prepared to be responsive, but the friend went away. So the king also goes away. It's a missed opportunity. Eliyah Adam Makarva Kadosh Baruch Hu, a love, a person, he's knocking on the door, he's bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu close to him. When we talk about Yitzis Hashem, we're singing Hashem's praises and we're glorifying him. And that brings us close. So that's like the king coming to the door. So then when you're meeting him at the door, that's when you should ask your tzrachim. If you don't say the tefillah immediately after the geula, then it's a wasted opportunity. Like the king comes to the door and you're not there to talk to him. So that's how the Yushalmi explains the inyan of smichas geula the tefillah. Take a look. So if you have a rush in your Gemara, that's the section right after the Gemara, is the Rosh. So if you turn to near the end of the Perek, it's Daf Hey in the pages of the Rosh. There's Rabbeinu Asher, that's the Rosh. Now, when you're looking at a page of Rosh, so at the top of the page, which is the Rosh.
It's the Rosh.
The Rosh, right, the Rosh. So sometimes there are little windows that sort of take a bite out of the Rosh, and it says on top Hagah. That's the Hagois Ashri, the Hagois in the Rosh. So on page Hey, and it's at the end of Simon Tess in the Rosh, there's Hagois Ashri, and it says B'Shabbos Ein Tzarech Lismich Gula Letfila. We just learned the halacha that we're Lismich Gula Letfila on Shabbos. You don't have to. Hoyel, why would he make up? He's bringing this from the Ur Zeruah. Why did the Ur Zeruah make up such a thing that on Shabbos you don't have to be Samech Gula Tefillah? Meaning on Shabbos, if you daven Shemayin Esrei before your Birchas Kriyas Shema, that's okay. Or a different Nafkamina, if you said Baruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael, and then you hear somebody make a bracha, let's say the chazan says Baruchat Hashem Gal Yisrael, and you want to answer Amen, or someone says Kaddish, and you want to say Yehi Shmei Rabbi, which are things that we never do during the week. But the Ur Zeruah said, on Shabbos you're allowed. You don't have to be Samech Gula Tefillah on Shabbos. Why?
Shabbos.
Right. Even Shachas. Even Shachas and Kol Shekin Ma'ariv. Why? Hoyol din afkalon miviyancha Hashem b'yayim tzara. Because we learned this inyan from the pasuk of Yancha Hashem v'yayim tzara d'ksiv basar yu l'ratzen im refi. Right? Rashi brought down that one parak ends as yu l'ratzen im refi. No, Rashi brought was Hashem tzri v'gayali. Okay, but and then it says Yancha Hashem v'yayim tzara v'shabbos lav yayim tzara. Since Shabbos is not a yayim tzara, so you can't call that Yancha Hashem v'yayim tzara. The whole Smichas Gula Tefillah was learned, Rashi said, from the pasuk of Yancha Hashem Yom Tzara. Shabbos, we don't say Tachna on Shabbos, it's not considered a Yom Tzara, so it doesn't have a halacha of Smichas Gula Tefillah. Goes Ashri, B'Shem the Ur Zeruah, the Ur Zeruah brings down B'Shem Rabbi Nutam. So this goes back to some G'dayli B'Shainim.
It's still Makasha. It's still Makasha, Shvan Yasser on Shabbos.
Did you say there is or there isn't?
There is.
Okay, that's true. Okay, certainly much less, but he didn't say a word about Bakasha. He said,
no, but
you're being responsible for my tzara. But the Yancha Hashem, he's focusing on the Yancha Hashem v'yayim tzara. I think you're saying that the mashal with the Oyavai Shal Melech should still be applicable. So, in fact, when this gets brought down in Poskim, The Beis Yosef said the most, you know, yeah, Shavei Nutam, Ur Zeruah, okay, but most Rishonim don't make this distinction. The stimus of most Rishonim is that it's true 7 days a week. And the rebuttal to this argument that Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara is that, like you said, Rashi's second time. What Rashi brings down from the Yushalmi, it's a question of, you know, Rashi brought down two reasons. Rashi first said that it's because of the smichus of Hashem Tzuri V'goy Aliti Yan Hashem Yem Tzara. Then Rashi said it's a mashal with the Oyev Hashem Malach that's knocking on the door. And the Beis Yosef says the Iker is the Oyev Hashem Malach. And that we have 7 days a week. We're knocking on the door before Shemayna Esrei, then we want to daven Shemayna Esrei. The thing about Yan Hashem Tzara, that's an Asmachta Ba'alma, that's not the Iker reason. So it seems that this question, Asmachalik Zushainim, La halacha, the Beis Yosef says that you shouldn't rely under any circumstances on this Hagoyes Ashri, on this Erzeruah. The Ramah says, the Ramah kind of likes it, but yeah, let me find you. The Ramah brings down, B'Shabbos ain't Tzarech, because it's not as man Tzarech, but this is V'Toyv L'Hachmir Imloy B'Makom Tzarech L'Kach. So the Ramah says you really could rely on this. It's better not to, because it's a Machlaikis. But if you need to, you can rely on this. The Mishnah Berurah says that really we, you know, since Beis Yosef argues, so the steamers of Rav Yishayim, we really treat Shabbos more or less the same as the other days of the week. Maybe we'll come back to soon one case where he gives a nafkamina, but we try to keep Shabbos the same as the rest of the days of the week, but there is this opinion that differentiates it, and the reason is because what it really boils down to is these two reasons of Rashi. Is it be'ikr because of the Yancha Hashem Yem Tzer, or is it be'ikr because of the knocking on the door of the Oyevay Shel Melech? Now, there's, again, if you have a full-service Gemara, and you have the riff in the back, so in the riff pages, so in the around the riff, the commentary on the riff is Rabbeinu Yoina. Now, Rabbeinu Yoina is often referred to, when the Rishonim refer to Rabbeinu Yoina, they call him HaChassid Rabbeinu Yoina, because his main claim to fame is his Musar Sefer, which is Shari Tshuva. Not only that, that's the biggest classic, but he also wrote other Musar Svarim, Shari Yira, Igeres HaTshuva. He's called HaChassid Rabbeinu Yoina. But on Maseches Brachos, we really see him in a different guys. In Maseches Brachos, he wrote Lamdasha Halacha Dika commentary on the Masechta that, you know, works through the sugyas. We talked about him when we learned in the Mishnah. We quoted extensively from Rabbeinu Yoina at the beginning of today's year. Also, we were saying over a chiddush from Rabbeinu Yoina. He's a very prominent rishon on Maseches Brachos that works through the halachos of Maseches Brachos in a Lamdasha approach. But over here, we have a very interesting piece. It's Rabbeinu Yoina here on Maseches Brachos in his Lamdasha Sefer, but we see him wearing his other hat, his Hachassid Rabbeinu Yoina hat. He has some Divrei Musar on this Gemara. Ezehu ben Olam Haba. And he says that he was wondering from Rabbeinu Yoina, right, over there, but turn to Beis Amud Beis. And you'll see it says, the piece starts with Ezehu, the second piece on the page, Ezehu, in big letters. Do you have that? Okay. So he starts with Yesh La'ayin Mechim Ibnei Shasem Agula Tefil Yesh Yisacha Kol Kach Sheyeh Ben Olam Haba. Wow! Rabbi Yechan says, what's the Ben Olam Haba? Zeh Asem Agula Tefilah. If you just say the Tefilahs in the right order, which is the way our Siddurim have it anyway, if you just say the Tefilahs in the right order, then you go to Olam Haba. It seems a little bit excessive. Why? You know, today's the day for dramatic statements. First we had, you know, Chayav Misa, and now we have Ben Olam Haba. So Rabbi Yechan was bothered. What's the big deal about Smichas Gula Tefilah? So Va'oimer Meiri Harav, okay, this commentary, even though it says at the top of the page Rabbeinu Yoina, is really written by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yoina, and they quote their Rebbe Rabbeinu Yoina. So Va'oimer Meiri Harav, that means Rabbeinu Yoina. She'atam she'zoich l'schar gadol kazeh is mipnei she'akadosh baruch hu kishagalonu v'yitzionu mitzrayim haya li'yaseinu lo'y la'avadim. Akadosh baruch hu took us out of Mitzrayim. What was his purpose in taking us out of Mitzrayim? So that we should become his avadim. We should serve him. That they are my servants because I took them out of Mitzrayim. So Yitzias Mitzrayim was to bring to Avodayim. We say the Baruch of Gal Yisrael, that's all about Yitzias Mitzrayim. That Tefillah, he Avoda. And then in Tefillah, that's Avoda, that's serving him. Like the Gemara says, right, what the Gemara says, what's Avoda Shebelev? Avoda Shebelev is Tefillah. So, Kishu Maski Yitzis Mitzrayim, Mispal Miyad, if right after Yitzis Mitzrayim, mentioning Yitzis Mitzrayim, he goes immediately into Tefillah, which is Avoda, Mare Shekamoshua Eve Shekoinu Yisei Rabbi, Chayav Lasei Yitzis Rabbi, Kein Hu Makir Atev Agulu Shegol Yisei Aboyrei. He's demonstrating that he gets what Yitzis Mitzrayim was all about. Yitzis Mitzrayim was to bring to Avodas Hashem. Avodayim, Asher Yitzis Yitzis Mitzrayim. So what was the purpose of Yitzis Mitzrayim? to bring to Avodas Hashem. So we say the Baruch of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then we immediately do an act of Avodas Hashem, because I'll say that Avodah is Tefillah. We immediately do an act of Avodas Hashem, so then we're saying, oh, I get it. I know why Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. This is why He took us out of Mitzrayim. So you're showing that you recognize, you're makir, what the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about. So the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim becomes more meaningful because you go from there into Tefillah. So that's why it makes you into a Ben Olam Haba. Then he writes, okay, now on the second wide line, V'oid Omar Mayrin Naru. Naru stands for Natshe Rachmanu Uparke. Right, may Hashem guard over him and save him. That was back in those days how they referred to somebody when he was alive. Like nowadays we say Shlita. So then they said Naru. So Mayrin Naru, again, Rabbi Yoina, Tam Acher. So he gave what? Natshe Rachmana Uparke.
Uparke, yeah.
Another reason why you're a Ben Olam Haba for being Semechul Tfilah, Mepnei Shekish Amaskulus Mitzrayim Umaspal Miyad, when you daven right after you see Mitzrayim, Humare Shebetech Vashem Betfilah. You're showing that you really believe in Him when you daven to Him. Kivin Shemavakish Menu Tzrachav, Shemish Eini Betech Boy, Laivakish Menu Klum. Okay, this is a little bit unclear. I'm going to present outside what he seems to be saying, although it's a little bit debatable. But I'm going to present it as follows: that when you're davening Shemayna Esrei, so you ask him, right? You ask him, Hashem, you should make us better when we're sick. Hashem, you should provide us with parnasa. Hashem, you should help give me das. Now all of those tefillos are meaningful if you really believe in Him. If you don't believe that He could do any of those things, chas v'shalom, then your tefillah is a worthless tefillah. If you just talked about Yetzias Mitzrayim, and by Yetzias Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim gal tonu v'savanu p'disonu kol b'chayim harokta v'chachisol ga'olta, right? You say that over there, you demonstrate that you could do anything. So coming out of the bracha on Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're filled with the emuna that Hashem could do anything, and then your mispala, then your tefillah is meaningful. Because when you're davening with bitachin in Hashem, then your tefillah is meaningful. If you'd be davening without bitachin, then your tefillah would be much less meaningful. So a tefillah that comes after the bracha of Gal Yisrael, after you're filled with the belief in Hashem's power, then you're mevakesh u'tzrachim. That's what makes him a ben olam haba. So he has two pshatim, again two. Al derech muster, al derech avoides Hashem, two pshatim, and what's so great about being semech gula l'tefillah? The first one was because it shows that you really chap what Yetzias Mitzrayim was for. Yetzias Mitzrayim was avodahim, ki Yetzias Mitzrayim. So right after I talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, I go and I do a mice of avoides Hashem, so you're showing that you chap what the Yetzias Mitzrayim was for. And the second pshat is that when you daven with emuna, when the bracha of Gal Yisrael fills you with emuna, and then you go from that into tefillah, so your tefillah, a tefillah that's done with emuna, is a much more meaningful tefillah. Now, okay, so these are the words of Rabbeinu Yaina. Now, these two pshatim of Rabbeinu Yaina, it's interesting. There's a lomdish hakir again. He's talking. You know, you wouldn't describe this as a lomdish piece, right? He's talking about the machshava and the musar haskel in this gemara. But there's a chakira that the stipler, it's a very famous chakira, the stipler goin and others talk about in the halacha of smichas gula l'tfila. The din of smichas gula l'tfila, is it a din in the geula, in the Gal Yisrael, or is it a din in the tfila? Meaning, is it the Chazal said that you're supposed to put the tefillah after your geula because that makes the geula more meaningful, more proper, more well done? Or is it that they said that you should put the geula before your tefillah because that makes the tefillah more proper, more meaningful, more well done? The mashal for this is, I had a stroke of fortune. I was trying to think of a good mashal, and right before, whatever, this evening, I was giving one of my children medicine. So, you had a Tylenol and a cup of water. They always go together, right? You take a cup of water with a Tylenol, you take a Tylenol with a cup of water. Is it a din in the Tylenol, or is it a din in the cup of water? Are you taking the Tylenol to help the cup of water, or are you taking the cup of water to help the Tylenol? Clearly, right, over there we all recognize what it is, right? You're taking the water to help you swallow the Tylenol, not the other way around. So I would call that a din in the Tylenol. So, right, now, in to give a halacha, like a mashal, when you set the table Friday night, you put challah and you put a challah cover. Okay, are you putting the challah there so that there's something under the challah cover? No, of course not. You're putting the challah cover so that there's something over the challah. So in these instances, it's clear to us which one is coming to enhance the other. By smichas gula l'tefillah, the stipler says, okay, I have this model with my tiled wall and my water, with my challah and my challah cover, but over here, it's not as clear which one is coming to enhance the other. Which is the tiled wall and which is the water? Would we say that the tefillah is the tiled wall and the geula is the water, meaning that it makes the tefillah better when you have a birchas gal yisrael before it? Or is it the other way around? Is the main thing over here the geula, and the smichas geula tefillah is that it makes the gal yisrael better when you have a tefillah afterwards? So that's the lumdish terminology. Is it a din in the geula or is it a din in the tefillah?
Doesn't the Yerushalmi explain that?
So, yeah, which way do you think it sounds from the Yerushalmi?
I don't know.
Interesting.
I don't know which was coming for what.
So I saw that
he's leaving, or that's the smack in the face, or that you're left, and that's the smack in the face. I couldn't.
So in that mushal in the Yerushalmi,
I didn't know what the Nimshal was.
That mushal in the Yerushalmi, people debate whether it's mashma one way more than the other. I think some people feel it sounds this way, some people feel it sounds that way. Okay, so that mushal in the Yerushalmi, I'm not going to bring it to this discussion because I think it's inconclusive. But Rabbeinu Yoina, the Rabbeinu Yoina that we learned, again, it was a Musar Dikavart, but let's put it now into Lomdisha terminology. The first way that Rabbeinu Yoina explained that the idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah, the first way was clear, that the idea of Smichas Gula Tefillah, the reason why it makes you into a Ben Olam Haba is because it means that you chap what the Yetzias Mitzrayim was all about. That means it's a din in the Gula. It's the geula. You want the tefillah after the geula because that enhances the geula. It makes the Berachas Gal Yisrael better. The Berachas Gal Yisrael goes down better when it's got the tefillah afterwards. That's megala that you really meant it when you said the Berachas Gal Yisrael. So smichas geula tefillah lefi zeh is a din in the Berachas geula. The second pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina. Now that one again I didn't really read it as much inside, and the truth is that in the wording of Rabbeinu Yoina, it's debatable. But at least the way that I explained it, the way that I said over the Rabbeinu Yoina, which is at least one way of understanding what he means, which was that you want to daven with when you're mavakish Hashem, make the chayla better, Hashem provide me with parnasa. So you have to do that when you're filled with bitachin. Right? If you do that without bitachin, that's a lousy tefillah. With bitachin, it's a more chashav tefillah. After the bracha of Gal Yisrael, so you're filled with bitachin, so then your tefillah is a better tefillah. So that sounds like it's a din in the tefillah. That it makes your tefillah better, that it's coming after the Gal Yisrael. So these two pshatim really alternate between the two sides in the stipulus chakira. The first pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina is learning that smichas gula tefillah is a din in the geula, and the second pshat in Rabbeinu Yoina is learning that the smichas gula tefillah is a din in the tefillah. The Hagoyis Ashri that we saw just a few minutes ago, the Hagoyis Ashri said that there's no din of smichas gula tefillah on Shabbos because Shabbos is not a yom tzara. So what does that mean? That the tefillah, right? Yom Kippur is the tefillah part of it, right? The tefillah on Shabbos is a different kind of tefillah. He's saying that when our tefillah is a Yom Tzaradika tefillah, that requires a smichas gula tefillah. Shabbos is not a Yom Tzara. That tefillah doesn't require a smichas gula tefillah. If smichas gula tefillah was a din in the Gal Yisrael is identical. Whether, you know, on Shabbos and Chol, it's the same Gal Yisrael. And if it's an enhancement to your Gal Yisrael to have a tefillah afterwards, then it shouldn't matter what kind of a Shemayin Esrei is coming up. The chiluk between, right, the Rishonim that say that there's a chiluk between Shabbos and Chol sound like they're learning that it's a din in tefillah. Mitzad the tefillah, we could see why Shabbos and Chol are different. Mitzad the geula, it's much harder to see. So the chayr that, Shagaris Ashi, that, or Zerua, shtim better with that sad that it's a din in the tefillah. The stipler, it's a little bit of a long shugah, but I'm going to try to condense it. The stipler is explaining a Rambam. He said, you know, maybe we'll leave out the Rambam and the Rabbah, but there's just a part of the discussion I think is very nice. The stipler asks a question. We're saying a chulot tefillah by Shachris. the machlok is a b'yechin of Shimon Levi, but we pass like a b'yechin, and we're saying we'll feel also by Mariv. What about by Mincha? How come there's no smichas gulot tefillah by Mincha? So you'll say, silly question. There's no Gal Yisrael by Mincha. Gal Yisrael goes with Kriyishma. Kriyishma is a twice a day mitzvah. So there's no Gal Yisrael. So therefore you don't need smichas gulot tefillah.
Gula was in the morning and the night.
What?
The Gula was in the
morning. Right, the Gula. The Gula is Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The Gula is Zechiris Tzitzis Mitzrayim. That's Shaykh twice a day, not three times a day. So there is no Gal Yisrael by Mincha. So, silly question, right? Well, it's a silly question if it's the din in the Gula. Meaning, if Smichas Gula Tefillah is that every time you say Gal Yisrael, make sure there's a Shemayin Esrei afterwards. So, okay, so I say Gal Yisrael twice a day, Shachris and Marav, and each time I make sure that there's a Shemayin Esrei afterwards. So that's perfect. But if it's a din in the Tefillah, if Smichas Gula Tefillah really means every time you say a Shemayin Esrei, make sure there's a Gal Yisrael beforehand, so then the question's not as bad. Again, it may not be the end of the world. You'll say, well, you know, they couldn't. There wasn't any, really, we would like to, but they couldn't because there wasn't any more Zechiris Yisrael. But then it's a little bit of more of an issue. Why is no Smichas Gula Tefillah by Mincha, by Musaf? He throws in, by Ni'ila also for that matter. You see, we're not saying Smichas Gula to every Shemayin Esrei. We're only saying Smichas Gula to Shachas and Marav. So if it's a din in Gula, then that makes perfect sense. If it's a din in tefillah, then there's at least a question. Again, it's not a question that's insurmountable, but okay, he uses it, we're leaving out the other part of the piece, he uses it to help explain a certain discussion that we're going to get to later in the Masechta. We'll probably be coming back to that Rambam Ravid some other day. But for now, we'll just leave it with this ha'ara, that the fact that there's no smichas gula tefillah by mincha is fine, it's a non-issue if it's a din in the geula. But if it's a din in the tefillah, then it's at least a question that's worth raising. Okay, leave it with that.
He doesn't give an answer.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Like I said, he says that you could say,
you're a good man.
You could say that it's because there is, you know, if there is none, so there's nothing to be samech to it. But he says how whether or not you need to say that, or whether it's really what he's getting at is whether you could prove from Mincha any limitations is going to depend on this Chakira, and that's going to help Rambam Raivi that I didn't end up teaching.
How does it work with Marav when you say Krishna, when you say Shmona Esrei with the Tzibor, and then you go back and you say, if you came late?
Yeah.
So you would say Krishna with the, you would say
Shmona Esrei first, and that, which means that we're really...
You say, first, it's always bothering me, so you had to go over here with Marav with Baruch Atah Hashem Ga'al Yisrael.
Yeah, well, there's another bracha, but right, you're ending off with the bracha with the Birchas Kriya Shema. So what that means is that we're prioritizing, even though we're saying that we want Smichas Gula Tefillah even by Marav, but we're prioritizing Tefillah B'Tzibur over Smichas Gula Tefillah. That's where Shachas and Marav differ. So that, Mr. Shem, next week we'll have that discussion.
Go ahead.